It's time now for the first bean report of the season, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. We're joined today by production specialist Serena Klippenstein.
Seeding is currently underway in southern Manitoba. A few growers have been seeding peas over the last week or two in southwestern Manitoba, so near Brandon and other areas south of the number one highway, and also near rivers, areas with lighter soils. Pea seeding is about 10 to 15% complete in south central Manitoba around Carmen area, and about 7% complete further south in the Altona area.
All right. And, you know, as far as conditions, what have you been hearing?
I've been hearing conditions are fairly good, that obviously this precipitation we've been getting and over the weekend, that'll definitely help. It's a little bit too chilly for soybeans or something right away, but pea crops are good to go right away, and I think conditions are sounding good.
All right. And last week, Stats Canada released its seeding intentions report. You know, for pulse and soybean crops, what are we expecting here in Manitoba?
Right. So MPSG's projected seeding acres for 2019 in Manitoba include a slight decrease in soybean acres from 1.89 million in 2018, similar dry bean acres to the 120,000 seeded acres in 2018, and a slight increase in pea acres from 84,000 acres in 2018.
As far as pea seeding decisions, what are some things producers should keep in mind there?
Great. So five main considerations that we want growers to be aware of while making pea seeding decisions include best practices on where, what, when, and how to seed peas. So first, growers are encouraged to choose well-drained fields to avoid root rot issues, such as the Phanomyces or Fusarium in their pea crops. Second, they should aim to plant as early as possible, from late April to early May, and use high-quality crack-free seed for the greatest yield potential. Third, peas should be seeded 1.5 to 2 inches deep, so seed is in contact with soil moisture, and with a target of 80 to 90 live plants per meter squared. Fourth, growers should inoculate their peas with Rhizobium leguminosarum, the bacteria specific to peas. And that's just to promote nodulation and nitrogen fixation. And finally, weeds should be controlled early to avoid yield loss. So pre-emergent herbicide can offer control of group 2 resistant broadleaf weeds, which have limited in-crop options.
That was Serena Klippenstein with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.